America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Shut up, Sean.
I'm looking at Seth. I'm like, we're coming back. Seth's like, I don't care.
Jesse gave me some Rice Krispies treats.
Jesse Watt of 95. Mix 96.5.
Yeah, she saw that I was struggling this morning. She offered me up her Rice Krispies treats.
Yeah,
they were good.
And some gummies, too. Not the edible.
No, God,
not,
that's the last thing I need right now.
Not that kind of gummy. The Welch's fruit chews. Yeah.
It says fruit on it, so they're healthy.
Yeah. Don't look at the back. You're good. So Thursday Night Football last night, big story. Aaron Rodgers looked... this feels like the first time since he's come back. I mean, we're three games into the season where people are saying, ah, there it is, the old Aaron Rodgers. 24-3, the final score. The Jets beat the Patriots in a game. This played like a 24-3. There's nothing fluky about this. Like the Patriots, they've been a frisky team these first couple weeks of the season, right?
Yeah.
Beat the Bengals in Cincinnati in week one.
Yeah.
And then they played the Seahawks right down to the wire.
Right.
Last night, not so much.
No. It looks a little bit more the weirdness of the first 2 weeks of the season, where like last week we saw multiple upsets or close games played.
Yeah, last week was crazy.
In games where there were teams that were heavy favorites.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of random in the first couple weeks of the season these days. I think the Patriots came back down to earth a little bit. I think Aaron Rodgers looked good enough that I think more than anything you could say, all right, it looks like, he's a competent quarterback. He's probably not the same guy he used to be. Even if he hadn't torn his Achilles tendon, he's old now.
Yep.
So, but that this is a team ultimately in the Jets that had a really good defense last year.
Yeah.
And were able to win as many games as they did without having at any point during the season a viable NFL quarterback.
They went 7-10 with Zach Wilson as the quarterback.
And I think if it were a team other than the Jets, and especially if that had been Saleh's first year as a coach, I think they actually would have gotten more credit for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I spent more time arguing with Jets fans about it. They actually, I thought, had a pretty good season given the circumstances last year.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Jets fans were telling me I was an idiot.
That is, you lose your franchise quarterback four snaps into the season who's never played for you before.
Yeah.
Like, this was, I mean, they were on Hard Knocks.
Right.
You know, like, they were being celebrated as a hot team.
And maybe I'm biased because I saw the Texans just get absolutely handled by the Jets last year.
Yeah.
And Zach Wilson had the best game of his career versus the Texans. So, I think but it's all the drama within the Jets and the constant soap opera and it's not just because it's Aaron Rodgers or anything. It's just that's how it's been, and that's how it remains even after a victory last night where at some point during the game, Robert Saleh went to hug Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers pushed him away.
Yeah, it made the rounds.
Kind of a steely-eyed glare.
Yeah, it made the rounds. I think it was after Aaron Rodgers scored a touchdown, threw a touchdown pass to go up 14-3. The video looks like Aaron Rodgers is pissed at Saleh for even trying to hug him. And, of course, that's a capture of 3 seconds where we don't see what leads up to it. We don't know what comes after. What we do have is Aaron Rodgers explaining himself. Again, if you didn't see the video... At touchdown scored, Aaron Rodgers is coming to the sidelines. Robert Saleh is going in for a hug.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers, two hands, shoves him away and kind of glares at him a little bit as he's walking away. Here was Aaron Rodgers being asked about that after the game last night.
What was that awkward exchange with you and Robert? You appeared to push him away.
No, it was not really awkward at all.
You appeared to push him away then when he went to hug you. What happened?
I didn't know. He's not a big hugger, usually, so I didn't know he was going for the hug. He likes to do the two-hand chest push as well. So, but he talks a lot about two-score leads. So I just kind of gave him a push and said, two-score lead.
like a Kirk Cousins. You like that.
No,
you like that.
Yeah, and I think that's a total thing that two best buds can do, and it's that stone face look, but it's part of the – you're just kind of playing around.
Yeah.
But because of the history and everything, all the other weirdness in the organization and Saleh's handling of press conferences – I understand why people would read into it. I will say almost immediately, the joke that everybody thought was their original joke was, oh, Aaron Rodgers treating Salah just like family.
Ah!
I saw at least 10 people tweet that out. Almost. Yeah. It's a good joke. If you came up with it yourself, it's a good joke.
It's a good joke.
Although he has reconciled with his family.
That's what I heard.
Hasn't he?
That's what I heard. Yeah. Like he saw his dad at a game or something.
Mike Golic had a good take on this, which was this is progress because these guys got on the same page, Salah and Rodgers, and decided the same lie they were going to tell us. And that to me would be a sign of progress and very encouraging.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
They got together and said, hey, let's talk about this. I don't know. I'll take that at face value. Yeah. I think it was probably them just messing around.
I think so, too. That would have been an awfully strange thing to do, up 14-3 in a game, out of malice.
Yeah, you know? The only thing that makes me question it is the fact that Rodgers knew exactly what incident they were talking about when asked.
Yeah.
If you're just joking around, then I don't know if I were a player, I don't know if I would have remembered what the hell they were talking about.
Yeah, maybe. Garrett Wilson's got to feel, feel like the most liberated guy out of this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
He finally got a real quarterback throwing him the ball.
Had to play with just non-quarterbacks.
Zach Wilson
the last couple
and
years.
Tim Boyle.
Yeah, and that ends up being, likewise with Aaron Rodgers, I think all the things that made him fall out with the Green Bay Packers, one of them was that for year after year after year, the Packers wouldn't draft skill position players in the first round. Remember that long stretch?
Long stretch.
Until the Packers drafted Jordan Love.
That's a skill player.
They hadn't drafted a skill offensive skill position player since Aaron
replacement.
Rodgers.
Yeah.
Since Aaron
you
Rodgers.
You want a skill player? Here's your skill player, bro.
And meanwhile, the Packers would use those first-round picks on defensive players and yet never have a good defense.
Correct.
So you are seeing now Aaron Rodgers with a competent defense and then also a guy like Garrett Wilson for the first time in his career.
Yeah.
It's very intriguing. It's very intriguing. If you just try to look at it for ignore all the soap opera stuff and everything, it is really interesting to think about what this might become with Aaron Rodgers and a supporting cast and a defense on the other side of him at this age.
Yeah, and the chatter about Rodgers when he was in Green Bay is, they never have to draft guys that high because he's the type of quarterback that takes average players or above average, takes an above average guy and makes him Davante Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Takes an average player, makes him above average. Makes anybody productive in that offense for the most part. I'll point out last night, Alan Lazard looked like a real receiver for the first time in a Jets uniform since they gave him a bunch of money last year. Lazard got into the end zone, I think, a couple times last night. Mike Williams, who they got from the Chargers, tore the ACL last year. He had some good plays in the game last night. I guess as a Texans fan, so those are two future opponents that they play fairly soon. I mean, they play the Patriots in 3 weeks. They play the Jets literally on Halloween night, the end of October. They play the Jets. How are we feeling about both of those games? Like, the Patriots game looked a little harder the first 2 weeks.
The Patriots offensive line is just a mess.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody, as much as I fear Jacoby Brissett.
He might not make it to week 6.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, not to get cocky about it or anything, I'd be more worried about the Jets, which is a team that, again, last year gave Zach Wilson Zach Wilson had the best game of his NFL career against the Texans defense last time. And then CJ Stroud had one of his worst performances in a downpour. And again,
got concussed
behind Juice Scruggs playing left guard.
Yep.
So hopefully with the Jets, it's a little bit more personal with the Texans, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
I think CJ especially is probably like, I wish I would have operated a little differently.
I'm really anxious to see what the Texans look like going into that game. Like the first part of the schedule for the Texans is very favorable.
Yeah.
You know, this is a game they're favored in on the road this week. I think it's going to be a tough game. We'll talk more about the actual game itself here in the 9 o'clock hour. But Jacksonville ain't looking so hot. That Buffalo game could be one of the early game of the year type games if both teams are going the way they're going right now.
Yeah.
But then they play New England after that. They go to Green Bay. They play Indy at home. I think 6-2, I've said this before the season, is a real possibility. You know, and a 6-2 Texans team in the AFC going into New York is going to be viewed as a much different team than the one that went up to New York in week 14 last year.
Honestly, I'm not buying into Sam Darnold yet. He's had a couple of serviceable performances. I think they've been good performances. Credit Kevin O'Connell and that Minnesota scheme for getting guys wide open. Darnold has got 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. 20% of his yardage on the season was from one pass to Jamar 90, Jefferson.
97-yarder Justin Jefferson.
So he's done some good things. But I don't look at him as a bona fide real quarterback yet. It's when they start facing the real quarterbacks. If the Texans can win this game and go 3-0, But then you start. I don't know if Trevor Lawrence is a. He's not a scary quarterback.
Doesn't scare. That's exactly what I was going to say. He's not scary.
It's that Bills game where things start to get real. And then you would have thought, yeah, and then after a couple games after that, they got Jordan Love and the Packers. But I don't know. So far, so good with Malik Willis, but he's no Jordan. He's no Jordan Love.
No, there was scuttlebutt yesterday that Love might play this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. So okay. He'll be around for that week seven unless he suffers another injury. Yeah. Obviously.
But then again, I mean, then you've got Anthony Richardson. If he's still playing by that point, good chance he won't be.
Yeah.
They might see Joe Flacco.
Oh, which how'd that go? Well, it went good one time last year.
Yeah.
Went really poorly the other time.
Really poorly the other time, but that was, I don't know. It's a lot easier to write off. We almost
no CJ
about that.
In that game. No, so once CJ, you got behind,
the secondary was real beat up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was, I mean, it was an absolute all out bludgeoning at the hands of the Browns last year. I guess if the Texans hadn't beat the Colts in that last game, I think we would have ended up talking a lot more about that first Browns game. Just because it wasn't.
If the Texans hadn't beaten the Colts, they won't make the postseason.
Yeah, if they didn't make the postseason.
Yeah, we would have been. You're right.
Because I think that was. You can make all the excuses you want, but they just got completely destroyed in that game.
And then they got a redemption game.
Yeah.
In the exact same stadium.
Yeah.
3 weeks later.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Text messages coming in still about our Circle of Swarm that we did nearly 2 hours ago.
Which is not the same as the Circle of Trust.
It's not.
Circle of Trust does not have a limit on it.
Right.
We just, as many guys as we genuinely trust on the Astros, that's in the Circle of Trust. Circle of Swarm, it's almost like a game ball type of thing.
Yeah.
But it's more about just like who's been the swarmiest as of late.
Yeah.
So there's only six guys allowed in the Circle of Swarm.
Yep. If you missed it earlier, the six guys, Seth and I each picked three. The six guys we picked, Seth picked Nico Collins, Kamari Lazarder, and C.J. Stroud. I took Azeez Alshire, Jalen Petrie, and yes, I put our kicker in the Circle of Swarm. He can't come up and headhunt, okay?
Special work ethic and relentless mindset. The relentless part there.
Yeah.
The relentless mindset.
Yeah.
About, you want me to kick a 79-yarder here? No problem, Skip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he goes in and does it.
Skip. We've had a lot of people saying you need to add more. Sorry, you need to have eight. Somebody said it's stupid to only have six. You need to have 10.
That's like a participation trophy if you just make everybody in
you
the
You must be a really fun Little League coach. It's just lauding everybody.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool.
Listen, kids, the kid that's batting .450 and single-handedly won all these games for us this year,
he's
not the MVP.
Yeah.
He gets the exact same award.
He gets 1/12 of the MVP.
Yeah.
Who gets the other 11/12? Each of you 11 suckwads.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys.
These guys are, you know, these people that want us to have more in there, they're the reason we have inflation, you know?
Yeah.
You guys are all about monetary monetary easing. That's yep. You just want to print money up.
Good call, Seth.
Means something.
Yep.
What's it called? Somebody text that in. It's a term for it.
The text message, the idiots questioning your circle of swarm need to start their own circle of swarm. Yeah. Good luck with that. We captured the market early on this, okay? You know the barriers to entry right now to starting your own Circle of Swarm?
I've got
when you have me and Seth starting one?
I've got a scientific calculator. Can you afford that
right,
in your calculations? Probably not.
Yeah. You may as well go try to start your own iPhone when you're trying to start your own Circle of Swarm.
Yeah.
Good luck going against the two-headed Steve Jobs right now.
Yeah, like you're going to be able to steal our technology the way Steve Jobs would steal others. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Like you're going to be able to just name six Texans and put them in a subjective circle.
Yeah, welcome to the big leagues, rook.
Only the pros can do that.
Circle of swarm.
Jerks. Yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
A lot of people, I've noticed a few times around the league, people have pointed out that the swarm acronym isn't, it's kind of a janky acronym.
It's supposed to be SWIRM.
Yeah.
Yeah, D'Amico's taking liberties with the English language.
Yeah,
he turned
work ethic
into one
that's
word.
That's what we do, because you know why? Because we adapt. Because
he can.
Yes, we adapt.
Yeah.
That's part of being swarm mentality, is you adapt.
Yeah, when all y'all everywhere else are using work ethic as a one collective word, 5 years from now, be sure to circle back and give D'Amico Ryans credit.
Adapt and improvise. That's the which I give the acronym ADII. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yep. Because AI is taken.
Yeah. Absolutely. The Andy Dalton hype video would have been like doing a hype video for Kyle Allen back in 2022.
Oh yeah.
That would have been. Remember when Kyle Allen came in and replaced Davis Mills,
right?
It was in that Browns game against Deshaun.
The most annoying thing about that, in 21 and 22, there was a lot of stuff where it wasn't the individual players that we were annoyed at. It was the takes that those players created. So, Kamu Grugier-Hill, there was a certain portion of the fan base that wanted to act like he was the next Ray Lewis. And it was driving me insane.
Dude, it was
because
so
he was
bad.
Objectively bad as a linebacker.
It was so bad.
But I think part of it, too, was there were people that, after Kyle Allen didn't work out, there were a lot of people that tried to claim victory by being like, oh, I thought Kyle Allen was going to be the savior. Nobody was saying he was going to be the savior.
No.
We were at the point where you might as well try
scratching
something.
Two sticks
you might as
together.
Well just do something because nothing's working. Yeah. There was nobody within reason that was saying, oh, yeah, this is what's going to turn it around.
Quantitative easing?
Yes,
thank
you.
Is that the phenomenon
quantitative
that you're
easing.
Looking for? Okay,
yes.
We had one person text
where you
in.
Print some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quantitative
easing. I know
easing.
That from back during the Great Recession when I made the mistake of listening to Bloomberg Radio every day.
As an embryo, yes.
That's where I learned dead cat bounce and all these other things, yeah.
Yep.
Let me see if being immersed in this for 3 hours a day makes me feel better about my Florida real estate holdings. Nope, doesn't. I'm
it's
just
funny.
More informed about how miserable I am.
You wearing that hat, I never would have taken you for somebody who would get bamboozled by Florida real estate holdings. That hat.
Wasn't like swampland or
oh,
anything,
my
Sean?
God. Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah, no, you're right.
I was fine. It wasn't like that cataclysmic or anything.
Okay.
It wasn't what I'd hoped to get out of the investment.
Bobby Slowick. I think the coaching matchups in this game are fascinating. So let's hear from Bobby Slowick in the next segment. Going up against Brian Flores, this might be the matchup of the game. We'll hear from Bobby Slowick coming up.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.